Ollie, good result away from home last night. When you make that long trip south, it's always good to come back up the road to Donegal with a full point.
Yeah, it's a difficult place to go to. And to be fair, last night we ran our luck a little bit at nil-all. We could have been behind. They hit the crossbar. They had a one-on-one chance that Kieran Gallagher saved. And maybe it's the one run of play we went ahead. But we'll take that little bit of luck. To be fair, we kicked on from there and probably ran out worthy winners in the end.
Yeah, because it's always a good time to score just before half-time and get your nose in front, Ollie.
Yeah, they had the one-on-one chance actually just before it, where Kieran saved and we went up the other end of the field and Nathan Boyle scored his first goal for the club. So the timing of it was good, yeah, on the basis before half time, but also the fact that they probably were on top of that stage, and like, goals change games obviously, so it worked in our favour last night. Like,
you mentioned Nathan Boyle there, he actually got two last night, so a good start to his campaign in a blue shirt, Ollie.
Yeah, a great start for him. He hasn't played, you know, much competitive football in the last year, and you know, we'll be delighted with the start. I'm sure he's happy with it. But look, we've a long way to go. We still have 11 games to go with. That, you know, please God, we'll get more out of him.
And you got that second goal just past the hour mark, Ollie. And I suppose after that, there was no looking back for the Donegal club, and you'd really knocked the stuffing out of Waterford by that stage.
Well, the second goal came slightly against the run of play as well, where Waterford had four corners in a row that, to be fair to the likes of Paddy Maley, and that Paddy came in and won his headers, and you know, that type of way, it was very pleasing to score a second goal at that stage, because we were under the cosh and Waterford had most of the possession. Now, from there on in, you know, at 2-0 up, it was much more open, and probably we were the better side in that part of the game. But up to that, Waterford would feel, you know, quite unlucky that they hadn't been in the game up to the hour mark at least.
Well, what you've seen of Waterford this season, Ollie, are you surprised that they're sitting where they're at, and given the performance that they put in last night as well?
Yeah, the performance last night, but in particular maybe the performance in Ballybofey 8 weeks ago, where they looked like they were out of the game at 2-0 down. We went 2-0 up very late. They came back into 2-2 and possibly, you know, could have gone on to win it. There's just a little bit of maybe the rubber of the green isn't going their way at the moment. We fell into that, you know, a couple of games ago where just things didn't fall for us. It's difficult to get out of it, but I've no doubt Waterford will turn it around with the whole structure that I have in the club. They're a good club, and there's some decent young players there, and a few more that are coming back in as well. A few away in the World Student Games there that are back in a fortnight, so they will improve, and they'll be a handful when they come to Ballybofey in 2 or 3 months' time.
Well, things turning around for Harps as well, Ollie. You did, of course, have that period where you lost a couple of games just before the break, but that's now 2-1 in the bounce, and things very, very positive.
Yeah, we haven't really, you know, we haven't played all that well in the last two games, even last night, albeit in the last 20 minutes we were very good, but you know, we haven't been going all that well, but I think the last two wins and two clean sheets should bring us on. You know, we do need to improve to try and stay with the teams at the top of the table, and like Cove come next Friday to Ballybofey, who are a different size and a different kettle of fish completely than what they were at the start of the year. There's a lot of new players in under new management, and they'll take a lot of beating next Friday.
Yeah, that was my next point about as the season goes on, I suppose the sides change, and maybe are these games starting to come now and they're proving to be maybe that wee bit more difficult, Ollie?
Well, they're all difficult, Oisin. I mean, as I said, you know, from the start of the year, I think any team can beat any other team in the league on a particular night. Had Waterford gone ahead last night with their chances, it may have been a difficult result, a different result completely. You know, that's what happened to us against Athlone. We fell behind to a corner kick maybe with 20 minutes to go. We had our chances to maybe go ahead initially. You know, the rubber of the green didn't go our way in those games. Maybe against Wexford at home that they played on the counter-attack, although Wexford are a serious side attacking-wise. Look, I think maybe the look has evened out in the last couple of weeks. We scraped over the line against Camantili. While we scraped over the first half last night, I think we kicked on in the second half. to give the lads credit, and I think they'll take confidence from it, Oisin.
Yeah, and you're heading into a busy period, Ollie, with some big games coming up, as you mentioned, Cove, then you're away to UCD, and then at home to Athlone before you go to Ferry Carrick Park to take on Wexford aside, who are batting at the top of the table with yourselves. And if you can pick up, I suppose, another 9 points over the next couple of games, that'll put you in a strong position against the Wexford, Ollie.
Well, it's easier said than done, Oisin. You know, UCD are competing in Europe, and whether that game goes ahead in a fortnight's time, I think they're out in Bratislava on Thursday and play them at home the following Thursday. So we're unsure whether the UCD game will go ahead in 2 weeks' time. But regardless of that, you know, I think all we're focusing on is Cove Rambler's next Friday night, and that'll be a hugely difficult game. You know, they can beat anyone on their day. They turned that loan around away from home last Friday. So, you know, that's really all we're looking at the moment, Oisin. We haven't really looked much further than that.
Just finally, Ollie, before we let you go, on the, I suppose, the transfer side, Nathan Boyle, of course, coming in, proving very successful, getting a couple of goals. Is there a few more players you're going to be looking at now over the next week or two to try and bring in?
We're always looking to try and bring in players. We've a couple of lads in on trial. A few of them played last Sunday in the opening of Dromahol's fabulous new pitch out there. We still have one or two in on trial. We'll have a look at them and make a decision whether you know we'll take them in or not. We've a decent panel there as it is, and you know they would need to be better than what's already there before we would take them in. And what's there at the moment, while they're no world beaters, they're decent, and they're very much together as was seen last night.
Yeah, and is there any injuries picked up over the course of the last number of days, Ollie? How are you in that front?
Yeah, Tommy McManigal went into the game carrying a bit of a thigh or a calf strain. He had to come off after 20 minutes. So Tommy is doubtful. He'll get treatment during the week. Keith Cowan is going away to get married. We wish him well. So he'll be out. So yeah, you have a few ones like that. So at the same time, as I said many a time, we have you know very even quality on the bench as is on the field, and maybe one or two lads not being available doesn't affect us as much maybe as it did last season.